Early voting in Arkansas's preferential primary election got underway this week. There are many early voting locations throughout the region, and when you make the decision to go to the polls, you'll likely be greeted by some friendly volunteers. As a part of this week's edition of Natural Election, a podcast from Ozarks at Large and KUAF, Daniel Carruth gets the scoop on who these poll workers are and what it takes to train and coordinate them for the upcoming elections.
Back in November of 2020, I traveled around Northwest Arkansas to speak with voters, candidates, and some important volunteers all taking part in that year's election. It was definitely an unusual time for voters. With the pandemic still raging, a lot of people were uncertain about how they could vote, what the rules were for showing up to the polls, and if there would even be enough poll workers to handle the turnout. But from churches to courthouses and community centers, I found people new and experienced who said they weren't going to miss out on doing their civic duty.
My name is Anthony DiNicola. I just moved here from Chicago, and I'm so grateful for this new community, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, folks who maybe felt uncomfortable being a poll worker this year didn't impede on everybody's ability to get out to the polls and get this done. And what's been incredible is the number of people who have voted early to make sure that today is a very manageable day, which is incredible. It's been nice and steady. We started out the day really strong with a ton of people voting, and now we have a nice steady pace that we can keep up with. Come on over. There you are. That's going to be your ballot and your stylus. And go ahead and vote. There's definitely some folks who have come in nervous and have walked away and directly told me, you know, I'm really grateful that y'all are taking so many precautions to make sure that people are safe and that, you know, not just while you're here, but making sure that you are masked and that you're taken care of. And if you aren't masked, that don't worry. We still have social distance guidelines and ways to keep other people safe as well. That was important to me. I wanted to make sure that as a poll worker, I was going to be safe as well. And it's clear that Jennifer Price has really taken this very seriously. And as per usual, from what I've heard, she's really good at running elections. And this one is no different. So, yeah.
Joyce Floyd. It's going quite well. We've had a few slow spots, but I think everybody early voted, which was good. So, but we are here to help. I have not heard any complaints, and we are socially distancing. We have cleaners between each voter so that the machines are clean when they get there. We have the stylus that is individual and the vote that is individual or the ballot so that the workers never touch those, just the voter.
Those were poll workers Anthony DiNicola in Springdale and Joyce Floyd in Bentonville. One person who continues to help coordinate volunteers for elections in Washington County is Jennifer Price. For the past 13 years, she's trained and organized poll workers for elections in the county as the elections director for the County Election Commission.
In some ways, the elections have gotten more complicated because we've gotten new voting equipment. We've updated things every year to make it easier on our voters when they come in. We've, you know, made it easier for the voters, but it has made it a little bit more preparation work on our end, making sure that, you know, everything works correctly and all of the polling locations and our supervisors and poll workers have everything that they need.
Price says 2020 was actually a banner year for recruiting poll workers.
We had more than enough poll workers than what we needed for the 2020 general election. This year, surprisingly, though, we're having a harder time recruiting just because a lot of those people that signed up to work in 2020 no longer can work. They have full-time jobs. And so, you know, we're definitely having to look for poll workers.
And this year, she says they've trained more than 350 people to work the polls in Washington County. She says getting that group equipped takes a lot of effort.
Most voters don't realize all of the work that goes into putting on an election, all the type of behind the scenes things that go on, everything that our poll workers sit through and talk over, because we have to make sure that when the voters come in, they're showing that approved photo ID. what happens, you know, if they don't show approved photo ID, what happens if they have an address change, if we can't find them in the poll book. So we go through and cover all of the different laws and the different things that they need in order to make sure that we're properly, you know, checking in the voters correctly. We emphasize very strongly to our poll workers that no voter gets turned away from the polling location. You know, a voter either leaves voting a regular ballot or offered a opportunity to vote a provisional ballot. And then, of course, there's the equipment, how to set the equipment up, how to turn the equipment on, make sure that it's working properly so that on election day, you know, our polls are open at 7:30 and ready for voters to be checked in and able to cast their ballot.
Trainings are conducted before the election in a classroom-style setting with refresher courses for returning workers. And in those classrooms, Price says she sees workers from all across the political spectrum, but all united in making voting more accessible for everyone.
And I really think it has a lot to do with that sense of community, the civic duty, and wanting to, you know, make sure that you're part of something that ensures, you know, that voting continues, you know, all over Washington County, so that we're not having to close polling locations, that we can keep sites open in our smaller rural communities, as well as making sure that in our larger cities that the lines aren't exceedingly long and voters, you know, become discouraged and don't participate.
This year, Washington County has 223 precincts. Those are election districts that divide people based on their address. And that number is up from 150 in 2020 after the latest census led the state to redraw district maps. Price says if you can't be a poll worker but want to help ensure a smooth voting process, the best thing you can do is be prepared.
One of the best things that they can do before election day is to go to a website called voterview.org. That website, especially because of redistricting, in the sense that JP districts have changed, state house districts have changed, state senate districts have changed, all of that has changed from even 2020. So we want voters to come prepared when they come to vote. Going to voterview.org shows you what polling locations are open. It shows you your sample ballot, you know, where what your address is. If you need an address change, you can call the clerk's office before you head to the polls.
But if you do want to be a poll worker,
I will never say that we have enough poll workers, just because you just don't know. You know, we get phone calls, you know, the day before the election, the day of the election, I can't work. So we're always actively recruiting poll workers just to make sure that we have that backup if we need it.
Poll workers are paid for their service, and the amount varies from county to county. And you can find more information on how to become a poll worker in your district when you visit the State Board of Election Commissioners website. That's arkansas.gov/SBEC. And finally, Price wants voters to remember that poll workers are there as a human resource for everyone casting their ballot. So don't be afraid or discouraged if you're confused on election day.
We're kind of like the gatekeeper in the sense that we're, you know, the ones who are providing the voters the opportunity to be able to cast their ballot, making sure that the equipment works properly, that when you vote for candidate A, the vote actually records as a vote for candidate A, that if you need assistance, you know, we're there to help. And so by making sure that we have enough poll workers, have enough polling locations, keeping voting accessible encourages people to vote.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.
Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth produced that story inside the Karen Taha News Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. You can find the latest edition of Natural Election wherever you get your podcasts. The newest episode was released yesterday. And as a reminder, you can find early voting locations and more at KUAF.com/vote.